वेत्सोमनासा सागत कुशला चैठ और उपेखा सागत कुशला चैठ ज्ञाना संयुत ज्ञाना वैप्युत एंड ऑल्सो यू शुड कम विद असंखारी का चैठ सो वी आर ऑन Page 35, we get eight Mahakusala chaitas with their meanings. And on page 36, we give you obligations, obligation in daily life. And I give you the eight examples at the bottom of page 36 for the eight types of Kusala chaita. Maybe illustrated further by the following examples. I think you should test your knowledge. Like from a type one, a body, a lady, with the knowledge of Dhamma and with joy, offers flowers to a pagoda on her own accord. So what would be the chaita? What would be the chaita? So offering flowers means dana, so it is Mahakusala Chaita. With joy, so it would be Somanasa Sagatam. And with knowledge of Kama, that means Jnana Sambayutam. And she offers on her own accord, that means Asankarika Mahakusala Chaita. And the type two, a girl of the being persuaded by her companion, goes to listen to the Dhamma talk with joy and with the knowledge of Kama. So here she is persuaded. So instead of asankarika, it would be sasankarika. So you can go on with the rest. And on page 37, we have the topic at the, near the middle, Mahavipaka chaitas and Mahatariya chaitas. The eight Mahavipaka chaitas, as well as the eight Mahakriya chaitas, are named in the same way as the eight Mahakusala chaitas. So the eight Mahavipaka chaitas, I forgot my list of pointer, so I got a very good pointer. So you can see it very well. So as we name the eight Mahakusala chaitas, you name the same way, the Mahavipaka chaitas and the eight Mahakriya chaita. So how would you call the eight Mahavipaka chaita? So you will call just like here. So it will be the first pair, Somanasa Sahakatam, Jnana Sambayutam, Asankarikam Ekam, Sa Sankarikam Ekam. And the next pair, Somanasa Sahakatam, Jnana Vaipayutam, Asankarikam Ekam, Sasankarikam Ekam. And the next pair, Upekha Sahagadam, Jnana Samayutam, Asankarikam Ekam, and Sasankarikam Ekam. And the last pair, Upekha Sahagadam, Jnana Vaipayutam, Asankarikam Ekam, Sasankarikam Ekam. The names are the same. In that case, how do we differentiate them? So we give you the example below. For example, number one, Somanasa Sahagatam Jnana Sambayutam Asankarika Mahakusala Chaita. If it's the Kusala Chaita, you call your name like that. And for number two, Somanasa Sahagatam Jnana Sambayutam Asankarika. After that is the same. So you just put in Mahavipaka Chaita. And for the third, you say Mahakriya Chaita. So in that way, they can be differentiated. Now, the significance of the Mahavipaka and Mahakriya Chaita. So here, Vipaka, you have seen yesterday, the same thing. Vipaka is a resultant. No? So it is the resultant of Kusala Kamma, the first Kusala Kamma. So from the eight Mahakusala Kamma, no, Mahakusala Chaita, you get eight Mahavipaka Chaitas with the same name. That means the first one, if you perform meritorious deeds, now with the number one Mahakusala Chaita, then as the result of that, you will get the first Mahavipaka Chaita. So these Mahavipaka Chaitas, they served as your rebirth consciousness in this life to get a new rebirth. So you have to be reborn with this Mahavipaka Chaita. So if you perform meritorious deed with the first Mahakusala Chaita, you will have the karma with respect to that. So when that karma bear results, you will get a new existence, either in the human existence or in the deva existence. So Mahakusala can give rebirth in the human world or in the deva world. So if this karma bears result, you will get the same type of chaita, but it is Mahavipaka Chaita. So long that karma is effective, that is, it has the energy, it will produce its resultant, this Mahavipaka Chaita, for the whole life. For the whole life, one chaita of the another. The first chaita will serve as rebirth consciousness. And the next chaita, the remaining chaitas, they will serve as life continuum to keep you alive for the whole year, for the whole life. So these Mahavipaka Chaita, they will arise in us when you are asleep. When you are asleep, the chaitas have to go on arising and dissolving to keep you alive. If the chaitas, no chaitas arise, you die. You die. So these are the rebirth consciousness and also the life continuum. We call it the life continuum. And finally, the last chaita. So after that, the karma is exhausted. No more Mahavipaka Chaita. So that last chaita that arises in you, we shall call it the death consciousness. The death consciousness. So these Mahavipaka Chaita, they serve as rebirth consciousness, life continuum, and finally as death consciousness. So this Mahakusala Kamma, you can see it can produce eight Mahavipaka Chaita as well as eight Ahetuka Kusala Vipaka Chaita. So you get 16 results from this eight Mahavipaka Chaita. Now, this Mahagriya Chaita, they arise in Arahat. You know Arahat? They are perfect persons, we say, who have no more defilement. No more defilement. So no lupa, no greed, no moha. So they perform meritorious deeds because this good deeds should be done. They should be done, so they perform. They pay homage to the Buddha, they will help others. So these are meritorious deeds. But in performing this meritorious deeds, they have no desire, for the reward of that deed. No benefit. They don't expect any benefit from that deed. So no result. No result. So just functional. Functional means they are functional in order to carry out the deed you perform. It is functional in carrying on the deed. But after that, finish. They need no karma property. No karma property. So they are called Mahakriya, Mahakriya, great resultant consciousness. Okay? So we have all the 24 karma sovana chaitas now. So we can go to the page 38. The first topic there is normal chaitas in a person. Although all the 54 types of karma vajra chaitas can arise in persons in the human abode. Ha si chubada chita and the eight maha kriya chita can occur only in arahats. So only for the 445 types of kama vachara chitas arise in ordinary persons who are not arahats. So those who are not noble persons like us, like you and me, I hope. So we are called warlings, no, warlings. So in us, how many chaitas can arise? So it would be 45. Out of the 54 kama vajra chaitas, this ha se tu pada, this is a smiling consciousness of arahats and the Buddha. They cannot arise in other persons. And also this Mahakriya chaitas, they arise only in arahats. So you have to subtract this 9 from 84, so we get 45 chaitas that can arise in us. Now, if you look at the next paragraph, a person may further acquire 5 rupavasara kusala chaitas, that is the rupa jhana, and the 4 arupavasara kusala chaitas, that is arupa jhana, if he is able to, by undertaking samatha bhavana, that is tranquility meditation. So when we undertake tranquility meditation, we call samatha bhavana, we can acquire this 5 rupa vajra kusala chaitas, as well as the 4 arupa vajra kusala chaitas. So the total amount of chaitas that can arise in you will become 54 again. So we go to the next group of chaitas, we will call them the rupa vajra chaitas. No? So the next topic, that is rupa vajra means consciousness mostly experienced in rupa loka. No? Rupa loka means the Brahma world, those Brahmas who have no body and mind. So their body is made of very fine matter. So we call them fine material sphere, no? Fine material sphere. So these 15 chaitas, they are divided into 3 groups, as we have divided the 24 kama sobhana chaitas. Here of the 24 kama sobhana chaitas, we divide them equally into vipaka, kriya, and kusala chaita. So now the 15 rupa vajra chaita will be divided into 3 classes in the same way, kusala, vipaka, and kriya. So you have 5 rupa vajra kusala chaita, 5 rupa vajra vipaka chaita, and 5 rupa vajra kriya chaita. So this kusala, vipaka, kriya, they have the same significance as here. Those non-arahats, if we undertake the tranquility meditation, we can attain this 5 rupa vajra kusala chaita. And if we can maintain this jhana till death, then this karma that derived from these kusala chaita will bear result, and we shall be reborn as Brahma. We shall be reborn as Brahma with these vipaka chaita. So these vipaka chaita, they will serve as the rebirth consciousness, the life continuum, and finally as the death consciousness of those Brahma. So this vipaka chaita can arise only in the Brahmas, not in us. You are. So if arahats, they undertake to attain the jhana, so instead of the kusala, they will have this rupa vajra kriya chaita. All these are the jhana chaitas, we call them. Now the jhana, Are you familiar with jhana? No, so we explain the jhana on page 39, in the middle there. No, I had the question, what is jhana? So jhana is a state of willful concentration or absorption on an object. No, object means the sense object that you take in meditation. It is a combination of factors of absorption we call jhananga. No, jhana anga. No, jhana is the meditative absorption. No, so we usually translate it meditative absorption, the jhana. No, and anga is the factors. So there are five factors, no, that make up a jhana. These factors, number five in total, they are, so we can read, vitakka, the initial obligation that directs the mind towards the object. And vichara, sustained obligation that examines the object again and again. And piti, joy or pleasurable interest in the object. Vedana, feeling, sensation. Now the two kinds of vedana that occur in jhana are sukha, pleasant or agreeable feeling, and upekkha, the neutral feeling. Now the two feelings that we have already come across. And number five is ekagata, one-pointedness or concentration. In Pali we call samadhi. Now I think you understand better by explaining to you. So in order to develop this jhana citta, we have to undertake tranquility meditation. So you are familiar with mindfulness of breathing? Are you familiar with it? Have you already tried mindfulness of breathing? We call it anapanasati. If you perform, if you can meditate correctly, as instructed by the Buddha, you can attain the five rupa-vajra jhana. No? These five rupa-vajra kusala jhana by that mindfulness of breathing. No? You can get it. Or you can use the kasina. Are you familiar with kasina? So it's very easy. So we call the earth kasina. No, the earth kasina is just an earth disc. No, you make a disc of the clay. So usually we take, say, on the pure clay of dawn color, they say. So dawn color, no, the color of the dawn, no, like the orange color, you may say. So you take that clay, the wet clay, and you can apply it, no, on a mat or on a piece of leather. No, you make a circle of a size about 1 foot in diameter, about 1 foot in diameter. So when you meditate on it, you lay it down on the ground. You lay it down on the ground, and you sit about 4 feet, right, behind or in front of this circle. So you look at the third disc that we call Pathavi Kasina. Now, Pathavi here stands for the earth. Kasina, no, there's a circle that you have to look at. No? You have to look at. So with the earth disc in front of you, so you sit comfortably and then you meditate. No? You meditate mentally. Pathavi, Pathavi, Pathavi. Well, you can do that, right? You have the idea? You have the earth disc in front of you. Now you are looking at it. No? You focus your attention on it. No? You have to concentrate your mind on this earth disc. Don't let your mind wander away. So that is called mindfulness. No? You have to be mindful of this subject all the time. So you meditate, no? Pathavi, Pathavi, mentally. So, no, by mentally reciting Pathavi, Pathavi, you are directing your mind towards this object. That is vitakka. No, that is vitakka. No, vichaka is initial obligation, no, obligation of the mind that directs the mind towards the object. So, by doing patavi, no, you are developing vichaka, no, directing the mind towards the object. That is the function of the vichaka. So all these are the chetasika. All these five are the chetasika. So vichaka chetasika, it performs the action for applying the mind towards the object. So its function is just to apply. No? So applying the mind's function is over. So the next one will have to take over. No? Vichara. So we say it is sustained obligation that examines the mind, the object, again and again. So you know, this mind is very, very fast. It can go from one object to another very quickly. No, very, very quickly. It can, no, it can go to Sabah, or it can go to Myanmar, or the United States, instantly. Very, very fast from this mind. So, after applying it, you need vichara. So, to keep the mind there, by observing the object again and again. No, so, by observing it again, the vichara sustains your mind on the object. Now, no, so you keep on meditating like this, patavi, patavi, patavi. So by doing that, you are cultivating or developing the vichaka and vichara. No, they become stronger and stronger. So it keeps on applying and examining it, observing the object. Then, piti sukha will also arise together. Now, piti is joy or pleasurable interest in the object. Now, that means you develop interest in the object, that is a kasina, and you have joy by observing it. So, when you are joyful in looking at it, it is something, so you want to look at it more and more. So, by that word, piti also keeps the mind to be on this object, no? By developing joy and interest. Piti also tries to keep the mind to be on this object, not to go to other. This is very interesting. It is quite joyful by staying here. So you stay here, he said. So you try to keep it here. And when you get piti, sukha will also arise. So that sukha is called bliss. It can be the mental bliss. Of course, first it is a mental bliss. And later on it will be these two. No, it's the same as the somanasa and the sukha here. No, the pleasant mental feeling and also the pleasant bodily feeling. No, that sukha. So, when you have pleasant feeling, that means you are happy to be here, to be looking at this object. So by making you, the mind, happy, so sukha also keeps the mind on the object. So they try to keep the mind on this object as long as possible. So as you go on meditating, you don't let your mind wander away. If your mind went away, you call it back. So you just keep it on here. So you just concentrate. So you meditate. These jhana factors will be developed slowly and slowly. Now, when they become very, very strong, vichaka applies continuously, vichara examines or observes the object again and again, piti sukha becomes very, very strong, so you're very joyful, very, very happy to be here. So at that time, ekagata, number five, we call it the one-pointedness, one-pointedness of the mind. No, that is actually. So this ekagata, it combines all the citta and chetasika. Remember, whenever a citta arises, several chetasikas arise together. No, so this ekagata unites all these citta and chetasikas and keep them fixed on the object. So you become one-pointedness. Your mind becomes one-pointedness. And it remains absorbed in this in this object. So your mind didn't wander very often up. So it keeps here quite for a long time. So at that time, you try to close your eyes intermittently. You try to close your eyes. When you close your eyes, you cannot see the earth disk. Open your eyes again and keep on meditating. Batawi, batawi, batawi. Now, when you get some good concentration, try to close your mind again, your eyes again. And at one stage, when you close your eyes, you can see the earth disk clearly as you have seen with open eyes. But now you are looking at it with closed eyes. So we say at the stage, you acquired the image or the sign, not the meditation sign, we call it. So you get the meditation sign. No? So if you look at a lighted candle for 2 minutes and you try to close your eyes, you can see that lighted candle. So the same thing, by meditating on this, focusing your attention on this asana for several hours, then that image remains fixed in your eye. So you can see with closed eyes, this object. So at that point, don't open your eyes anymore. Keep it closed and go on meditating. Again meditate by looking at that, the meditation sign. You meditate, batawi, batawi, batawi. So the concentration will arise. The concentration will arise. And at one stage, this sign, that meditation sign, becomes very bright, clear, and smooth, like the mirror, with no fog. So it is very distinct, light. It is clear, smooth, and bright. So it becomes that we say, you have become the sign. So the first is the acquired sign. Now you get become the sign. So at that stage, all the nivarana that we call the nivarana are the on the next page. I think I give you some of this. On page 40, if you look at the third line, our mind is normally not tranquil or calm. It is constantly agitated by 5 hindrances. So in Pali we call Nivarana. They are the hindrances, and they are sensuous desire, kamachanda, and ill will, yabada, sloth and torpor, tinamida, restlessness and remorse, udacha, kukulcha, and satika drought, vijikecha. Again, these are 5 mental factors. Again, 5 to the seeker. But these are your enemies. These are your enemies. So in meditation, they are the enemies that keep your mind restless, agitated, distracted, so you can not concentrate your mind on the object even for 1 minute. It's very difficult even to concentrate your mind like on the casino for 1 minute in the initial stage because of this, because of this, 5 of them. We say, we forget about the Pali name, for instance. Now the first one we call it, the sense desire. Actually, it is lopa. Lopa is that lopa, that's the Greek, we have translated Greek. It is the greatest enemy, because lopa, it desires to endure several sense objects that you have endured before. So this lopa will force your mind to take several sense objects that you have endured before. That you have endured before. So this lopa will force your mind to take several sense objects that you have enjoyed before. So by meditating, if you cannot concentrate your mind well, then your mind will go astray towards your house, towards your family, towards your job, towards your friend, to the canteen that you have been, you know, frequently, you have frequent. So this is the lupa that takes the mind away. So you have to call them back very patiently. Don't get agitated. No, your mind is natural for this lupa to take your mind out. Then the next one is we call the evil or the anger. So now if you are not satisfied with some matter, by meditating, that matter will come into your mind. No? It will come to your mind. So you get agitation, you get that anger. So if your mind becomes restless, or you cannot control it, then probably you will have the anger. No? You will be angry. Oh. So if you are angry, you cannot focus your mind. No? So when you are angry, you will get dosa mula chitta. No longer kusala chitta. So no kusala chitta, so the jhana factors will not be present, so your mind will not be concentrated. And the third is sloth and torpor, we say. So sloth and torpor makes you lazy and drowsy. So in meditation, if I ask you to meditate now, some of you will start nodding. And drowsy, and so that is a great hindrance, this laziness and drowsiness. You become drowsy. So when you become drowsy, what will be your chitta? What will be the chitta arising? So at that time, the moha mula chitta will probably arise. No dusala chitta. And the uddacca and the restlessness, the uddacca makes your mind restless. And the fifth is vichikicca, we call the subject of doubt. If you have doubt about this meditation, about your method of meditating, then if you have doubt, you will get vichikicca, sambhyuta chitta. It will be akusala chitta, no kusala chitta. That means you cannot concentrate your mind. So these are the five hindrances, we say, that disturb you from. So that you cannot concentrate your mind well. So these are your enemies, but those five jhana factors, they, as they develop, they suppress these enemies. They suppress these enemies so that these enemies cannot arise in the mind. So when you come to that stage, I just told you, that is the countersign. You get very bright and clear the sign. At that stage, all the hindrances have been well suppressed. They don't arise in your mind anymore. So at that time, your mind is free from greed, lopa, free from dosa, evil, free from moha. So these three leaders and all the rest. The unwholesome chitta-seeker, we call defilement. All the defilements are away. They are suppressed. They don't arise in the mind. So we say your mind is not totally pure at that time. So when you reach that stage, when you obtain that countersign, so since your mind is pure, you enjoy great peace and happiness. Very, very peaceful, because no more agitation. No more agitation from these hindrances. So your mind is just calm, quiet, steady, tranquil, and peaceful. Very peaceful. You don't have to exert any more effort. Just it remains there. It remains fixed on that object. Not only for a few minutes, you can go, it can go on. Remaining on the object for 1 hour, 2 hours. So, you can see the miracle here. So at that time, we say, you arrive at the access jhana. At the entrance to the jhana, not to the jhana yet. You come to the access jhana. Access or neighborhood. So to the neighborhood of jhana. So when you get that sign, you should be very glad. Oh, I'm very near to jhana now. So you have to make great efforts at that time. so that you don't lose this time. No, so if you slacken your effort, you may lose this time. So it will be very hard to attain it. You have to, to exert the effort again to get it back. Now, when that counter sign becomes stable, say for half an hour to 1 hour, it is stable at every setting, you can develop it, it remains steady, then you have to enlarge it by making it will. Let it grow bigger, by 1 inch, by another inch. So this sign is formed by your mind. It can be enlarged by your mind, by your will. So you can enlarge that counter sign. Slowly you enlarge it, so that it fills up all the directions, all the 10 directions, all fill up. So then you focus on that enlarged sign, go on meditating, patui, as before. Now if you can remain focus in this sign for 1 hour, 2 hours, etc., we say you attain the jhana, the first jhana. So you get the first jhana at that time because the 5 jhana factors are fully developed. So they are very strong now. So automatic. Vicheka keeps applying the mind. Automatic. So applies again and again. You don't need the effort. You don't say patui anymore. So you just keep on applying and vichara, trying to take it again and again. Piti sukha is very great. And ikagada is very strong. So it unites and keeps the mind fixed on the subject. So we say you are in meditative absorption. You get the jhana now. You get the first jhana. So you should try it. It would be a very good experience if you can develop the first jhana. Very, very good experience. Because the bliss will surpass all the sensual pleasures. So sensual pleasure is a low form of pleasure. It is a low form, it's low happiness. So this jhana bliss is much better than the sense enjoyment. So you don't have to spend any money. And if you practice well, so we say to gain mastery over this jhana, if you practice well, you can be in absorption, that we call the jhana attainment. You can be in absorption for 2 hours, 3 hours, 1 day, 2 days, up to 7 days at a time. No food necessary. No sleep is necessary. You don't have to go to the latrine. You don't need anything. No pain. Just not rest. So you can live like the Brahma. The Brahmas are living like that. They don't take any food. You need not take any food for 7 days. So if you run out of your budget, ask your family, every member of your family, let them practice this jhana. So, if you don't have enough budget, then okay, the whole family, just you, get into the jhana and remain in the jhana for 7 days, so you don't have to cook or anything. Live happily. So that is the first jhana, the way we develop jhana. So you understand now. Now we can go to the, after attaining the first jhana, you practice so that you are skillful in attaining this jhana. That means you have mastery over this jhana. Then, in the first jhana, all these 5 jhana factors are present. Now, if you want to go to the second jhana, you want to go a step higher. So, if you want to go to the second jhana, you have to eliminate the first jhana factor, vicheka. Because the Vidyaka now becomes the enemy of the jhana. Of course, it helps you to attain the jhana. But when you want to go to the higher jhana, you have to eliminate this Vidyaka. Why? Now, this Vidyaka, we say, it applies the mind towards the object, right? Now, this Vidyaka can apply the mind to various objects. Now, say, you think of your house, that means Vidyaka applies your mind to your house. So, you keep thinking about your house. Now, if that Vidyaka applies your mind to your sweetheart, then you think about your sweetheart. So, when you are in the jhana absorption, you are focused on that counter sign, remember? Your object is the counter sign. So at that time, you will not be aware of any other thing except the counter sign. No? But you are full awake. You are very lucid. Your awareness is very good. No? So you can enjoy the piti sukha, the jhana bliss. But you be not aware of any other sound or noise or any sensation. Okay? Now you are in jhana attainment. Now, if your vichaka applies your mind to the, say, a sweet song, coming out from a cassette somewhere, so if you pay attention to that means vichaka applies your mind to that, you are out of jhana. You are out of jhana. So that means vichaka becomes the enemy of your jhana. Now, you are in jhana attainment, as soon as you think of your sweetheart or your wife or your husband, your jhana is out. You are out of jhana. You know that? So this vichaka, as soon as it takes another sense object, so you are out of the jhana. So we say, now vichaka becomes the enemy. So if you can eliminate vichaka, and that means you have to strengthen the remaining four jhana factors. You have to strengthen a little further so that they can keep the mind fixed again. Without vichaka, you can do that. You can do that. So, you develop the first jhana. You come out of the jhana. So, after attaining the jhana, you can come out at any time. It is at your will. If you want to get out of the jhana, you just take another sense of it, and it's out of the jhana. Then you again meditate on the counter sign, but without vichaka this time. Without vichaka, that is, you are not applying your mind, patavi, you don't do that. You just keep your mind fixed on the object and let them remain there. So if it keeps on there fixed for 1 hour, 2 hours, then we say you attain the second jhana now. You can examine your jhana chitta. You can examine your chitta at that time. You can be aware of your chitta and chitta seeker. When you attain the jhana chitta, when you attain the jhana. So that means the mind becomes very, very powerful. Very, very powerful. Penetration. New power of penetration. So when you attain even the first jhana, and sometimes even in the excess jhana, even at the stage of excess jhana, because at the stage of excess jhana, the mind is already pure. So, the Buddha said, when the mind is very pure, it is bright and it radiates light. It radiates light. And that light is very penetrative. So, with closed eyes, you can see all the objects that you have seen with open eyes. And you can also see some very subtle objects, like the willful person. They are on the street, at the nooks and corners of the buildings, there are many, many willful persons, we call the beta. Willful girls, we call them. You can see them. With this, you can see them. And you may even see devas on trees. You call Rukha Deva. Rukha Deva, they live on trees. So you can see them. So your mind becomes very powerful. And if you look into your body, you can see your flesh, your veins, arteries, and your flesh, your blood, the heart, and the liver, all the body organs, all the 32 parts of the body you can see. If you attain that concentration, so your mind becomes like an ultrasound. No, you don't need to go to the ultrasound to look at your liver, because you can do it. No, so by concentrating further, you can penetrate even those organs, and at the time, the whole body will break down into small particles. No, small particles, just like you call electron proton. So in Pali we say rupa kalapa, rupa kalapa, very tiny particles. It breaks down, and you can see the heart base. Not the heart base, it is in the heart where most chaitas arise. Most chaitas arise, and the jhana chaitas also arise on that heart base. So you can see your chaita at that time, and together with the chaita seekers. So become very, very powerful. So the Buddha persuaded, urged the bhikkhus to develop concentration. The Buddha said, now bhikkhus, try to develop your concentration. When you attain the right concentration, you can see the ultimate realities as they really are. As they really are. So these chitta and chitta seekers can be observed when you attain the jhana chitta. So you can examine whether your chitta is accompanied with all the five jhana factors. So you have all the five jhana factors, you will call it first rupa vajra jhana. Alright? Now you have eliminated vichaka. So now you can examine only the remaining four jhana factors are present now. So you know it is the second jhana. Then you can go the next step. When you go to the next step, you again eliminate vichara. No, it is the companion of vichaka. If vichara is present, vichaka will return, will come back. So it's better to eliminate both of them. So if you can eliminate both of them, you get the third jhana. The third jhana has only three jhana factors now. Here, piti sukha becomes stronger. More joyful, more blissful. Piti sukha is better here. And again, if you want to go higher, you have to eliminate piti. Piti, that joy, it's sort of stimulating or agitating your mind. So without joy, piti, it will be more calm and peaceful. Yes, it is. So you have the fourth jhana now. The fourth jhana has only two jhana factors. Sukha and ekagata, alright? So, they are in order. Now, this fourth jhana, this sukha is the strongest. The sukha, the bliss is the strongest. So, they say it is the greatest mundane happiness. This fourth jhana is the greatest worldly, mundane means worldly happiness. So, if you want to have the best worldly happiness, try to develop the fourth jhana. The fourth jhana. But you can go a step higher. So if you can go higher, the people will go up. There's a way that you will go up. So this time, you eliminate sukha. This sukha is it is connected with the worldly happiness. And without sukha, the mind will be more calm. So, when you eliminate sukha, you get upekha. Upekha ekagata. It becomes the fifth jhana. Very calm. Your mind is very calm, very powerful. And at this stage, they say, breathing is no longer noticeable. Or you may say, the breathing is so fine and gentle, you don't know that the breathing exists any longer. So this fifth rupa vajra jhana is very, very powerful, and it is the best concentration for undertaking insight meditation. The Buddha himself developed this fifth rupa vajra jhana when he undertook insight meditation on the night that he became fully enlightened as a Buddha. So you can do it, no? So I have told you the way in brief. So if you are interested, no, you can come to Myanmar. We have several meditation centers, especially we call the International Buddha Sasana Meditation Centers. No, and I'm also president of the center in Yangon. So I welcome you. You can come anytime. We'll provide you food and lodging free. Don't worry about that. You just meditate peacefully and you can attain this five Rupa Vajrajana. So they can be attained. Many people attain it. And many Malaysians are meditating in this center. So many Malaysians are meditating in this center. And know that the chief abbot, we call Pa'ak Doya Sayado. He is now in Sabah. No, just yesterday he came to Malaysia. So he will conduct 1 month meditation course in Sabah. So many people from Penang, they came to meditation center. Well, and some of you from here, no, have already come here. And we have one Bhante here, he was already meditating in the Pa'ak center. So quite interesting, no, to develop this jhana chaitya. So you can get it. So what the Buddha described, no, you can achieve it. So the Buddha Dhamma is not the thing that you come and believe. It's not that. You come and see and try. You can experience by yourself. So these can be experienced by yourself. No? So since you can attain this, and the mind becomes so powerful, no, almost like supernormal power you have. Because with that jhana, the fifth jhana, you can look, no, far away. You can even look far away. You can see the whole of Kuala Lumpur from here. No, you can look from here. So you don't need any telephone. well, you better try then. Okay, on page 43, we have those five Rupa Vajra Kusala Chaitas. So here, now in the table, you have the five jhana factors at the top. Tek stands for vitekka. No? So at the below the box, you can see that vitekka. Cha is vichara, P is piti, sukha or upekha, and ek is ekagada. So, no, up to the fourth jhana. So, no, they are given the positive sign. Because up to the fourth jhana, you have sukha, no, as the jhana factor. So that sukha is similar to the somanasa, so we give them the positive sign. Now when you come to the fifth jhana, it is upekha. So we get the negative sign there. So below the positive and negative sign, we have pa. Pa means patthama. No, patthama means the first. Dutiya is second. Tatiya is third. And chatutha, panchama. Well, let's call the names, please. Number one, vichaka, vichara, piti, sukha, ekagada. Now you can say sukha, ekagada. Or you can combine and eliminate EA. You eliminate A. No, that apostrophe, no, mentions that A is eliminated. So you can call it Sukhe Kakata. No, so if you combine it, you call it Sukhe Kakata. Or it's alright if you can say Sukha Ekakata. Sahitam. Sahitam means together with. No, together with these five jhana factors. Patthama. That patthama means the first. Jhana Kusala Chaitam. So if you look at the meaning there, no, you can look at the meaning. We say the Patthama Jhana is the first jhana. Kusala Chaitam is moral consciousness. Sahitam together with initial obligation, vitaka. Sustaining obligation, vichara. Joy, pichi, and bliss, sukha, and one-pointedness, that is ekakada. So if you know this is the first chaita, then the rest becomes easy. When you get to number two, you just eliminate vichaka. So what do you have? Vichara, piti, sukhi, kagada, sahitam, dudaya, jhana, kusala, chaitam. If you look at the meaning, second jhana, moral consciousness, together with sustain obligation, joy, bliss, and one-pointedness. Now we go to number three. We eliminate vichara again. So we have now, piti sukha ekagata sahitam tatyat jana kusala chaitam. The third, not jana, moral consciousness, together with joy, bliss, and one-pointedness. Number four, so you again eliminate piti. So you have only sukha and ekagata sahitam chatutha jana kusala chaitam. There's a fourth jhana, moral consciousness, together with bliss and one-pointedness. Number five, upikha ekagata. So instead of sukha, you change into upikha. Upikha ekagata sahitam. Panchamach jhana kusala chaitam. Panchamach means the fifth jhana, moral consciousness. So you can name the five rupa vajra. No? Jhana, if you know the five jhana factors. So you have to be familiar with the five jhana factors now. So now we go to page 44. There's a new topic, rupa vajra vipaka chitta. Now, rupa vajra is fine material and steel, fine material steel, vipaka chitta, resultant consciousness. Now the five rupa vajra vipaka chaitas are designated by the same symbols and similar names as the five rupa vajra kusala chaitas. So you call them the same. Instead of kusala, you just change it into vipaka. So can you name them without looking at your book now? Now you look at my five fingers. They are the five jhana factors. They are the five jhana factors. Oh, okay. Just name this jhana factor. Okay. Vichaka, vichara, piti, sukha, ekagata, sahitam. Pachamach jhana, vipaka, chitam. No, vipaka, chitam. So instead of kusala, you just change vipaka. Now you eliminate vichaka. Okay. Vichara, piti, sukha, ekagata, sahitam. Dutayaj jhana vipaka chitta, or vipaka chitta, you can say, no? Then you eliminate vichara. So what do you have? Piti sukha ekagata sahitam. Tatayaj jhana vipaka chitta, no? Vipaka chitta. Now you eliminate piti. So you have sukha ekagata sahitam. Dutayaj jhana, no? Patama. Dutaya, tatya, chadutha. Chadutha, jhana, vipaka, chaitam. Now, instead of sukha, you put upikha. Upikha, ekagata, sahitam. Panchama, jhana, vipaka, chaitam. So, when you go to the five rupa vajra, kariya, chaita, the same name, you just change kusala into kariya. Okay? So you know this jhana, no? So those who are non-arahat, the worldly, the first type ariya, we call sotapanna, and the second and the third type ariyas, all of these, if they meditate, no, successfully, they can develop the five rupa vajra kusala jhana. So these kusala jhana, no, they are more powerful than maha kusala chitta. Because you have greater concentration, no? Greater concentration. So these minds are more forceful, no? Since you can remain in the jhana for 7 days, remember. No? That means the jhana are very, very strong. So if you can maintain one of these jhana, you attain it, if you can maintain it till death, it will have the priority to bear result when you die. So you will become a Brahma. No? If you attain the first jhana, you will be reborn in the first jhana place. If you attain the second jhana, you will be reborn in the second jhana place. So, no, you can be whatever place you like to. So just try to get the jhana. Now, so when you are reborn, you will be reborn with rupa vajra vipaka chaita. No? So you know now, If you get the first Rupavajra Kusala Chitta, your rebirth consciousness will be the first Rupavajana Vipaka Chitta. Right? So, if the arahats, they undertake meditation, so their jhana would not be the Kusala, it would be the Kriya Jhana Chitta. Okay. Then we can go to the next group on page 45. At the middle, we have Arupa Jhana. Now the person who has developed the five Rupa Jhana, so Rupa Vachana can be shortened as Rupa. You can just say Rupa Jhana instead of Rupa Vachana Jhana. Now, if you attain the five Rupa Jhana, you may go up the ladder of concentration to Arupa Jhana. In doing so, he uses the concentration associated with the fifth Rupa Jhana as the base. Also, he has to reason about the unsatisfactoriness of the physical body and the troubles it develops on account of heat and cold, insect bites, hunger, thirst, diseases, old age and death. When he feels detached from the physical body and rupa, no? Rupa is matter, he first develops the fifth jhana by meditating on the Patibhaga Namita, that is the counter sign of Patavi Kasina. He then comes out from the fifth jhana, and though the Patibhaga Namita exists in his vision, he neglects it and tries to concentrate on the infinite space, Akasa, beyond it, and meditates Akasa, Akasa repeatedly. Well, this way we go up to Arupa Jhana. So now you have developed all the five Rupa Vajra Jhana. So if you wish, you can go higher. You can go higher to attain the full Rupa Vajra Jhana. So as you go higher, you have to stand at the fifth Rupa Vajra Jhana. So you have to develop the fifth Rupa Vajra Jhana. Then you go one step higher. Now in this case, Arupa means no Rupa. No? So this jhana, they are not associated with Rupa. So you have to eliminate Rupa in order to attain Arupa Jhana. Now remember, In developing the Rupa Jhana, the Rupa Vajra Jhana, we ask you to focus your attention or your mind on the Patavi Kasina. If your mind wanders to various sense objects, you call it back. So that means you don't allow the mind to enjoy sense pleasure. So long you are enjoying sense pleasure and you are attached to sense pleasure, you will never get the jhana. So you have to abandon the sense pleasure in order to develop the Rupa Vajra Jhana. So we have to say, if you want big fish, you have to sacrifice small fish as a bait. You have to sacrifice a small fish as a bait. The same thing, you have to abandon the sense pleasure in order to attain the Rupa Jhana. Now again, here's the same. If you want to go to Arupa Jhana, now you have to abandon your attachment to Rupa. If you are attached to Rupa, if you cannot get out of the Rupa, you will never get the Arupa Jhana. Just like if you are attached to your wife and you cannot go to the center, you will never undertake meditation. So in order to cut your attachment on the Rupa, you have to reflect on the defects or the fault or the disadvantage of having the Rupa. So you take your body as your Rupa. So because you have this body, now you feel cold when the weather is cold, and you feel perspiring very hot when the weather is very hot. And when you sit for a long time, you get cramps, numbness, so you get painful because of this body. And you may have the insect biting you, the mosquito biting you because of this body. And because of this body, you have to walk from morning till night, you know, to sustain this body with food, clothing, lodging, with beautiful house, or with a car. So because of this body, you know, you want to be beautiful, you have to apply makeup and so all these things, so many things. So if you don't have your body, how about all this trouble? No more this trouble. No insect bites. No hot and cold. So nothing to walk. No need to walk. To get food or money so that to buy the good food or something. Not to house your body in a beautiful house and to go in a beautiful the Land Cruiser or so that. You don't need all this thing. So how about that? So many of your troubles and suffering will be not eliminated. And remember, this body is also associated with various types of diseases. And the worst ones are coming, like the AIDS. So, no, you don't have to worry about those diseases. No diseases, no hunger, no thirst. How nice. So, you reflect like this and try to get detached from your body and from your rupa. So, if you have some detachment, then you develop the fifth rupa vajrajana. So usually, when you develop the fifth rupa vajrajana, you have to start from the beginning, from the base level, because now you don't have any jhana, when you start. So you recall that countersign of that pathavikasina. Since you have attained the jhana, and if you can maintain your concentration, you can always recall this sign, this meditation sign. If you just recall it, it appears. So by looking at the counter sign, you reflect patavi, patavi, get into the first jhana. You get out of it. So if you have make the intention to come out of the jhana, soon after you attain it, you can do it. So as soon as you enter the first jhana, you are out of it. So you reflect on the sign again with the vitaka. You go into the second jhana, come out of it, then eliminate the vichara. You go to the third jhana. So in this way, you attain the fifth jhana, to block the fifth jhana. Now you come out of it. Now you are going for the higher one, the arupa jhana. So at this time, the thunder sign will remain distinct in front of you, because you have looked at it. That thunder sign it still remains there, but now you neglect it. You neglect this thunder sign by thinking, this thunder sign is connected with the art casino. The art casino is rupa. So since I am detached from rupa, I don't want to look even at this sign. We have an example, a man who is afraid of a snake. So if he sees a rope, which looks like a snake, he gets scared. So he won't like even to look at the rope, which resembles a snake. The same thing. When you are detached from the rupa, so since the earth casino is rupa, you have no wish to look at the counter sign anymore now. So you neglect it, we say. It is in front of you, but you neglect it. You don't pay attention to it. Now you try to think, if this counter sign disappear, if this counter sign disappear, what will be unfolded? What will appear? The empty space will appear, right? Because this counter sign, if you remove it, just empty space. We call it akasa. Empty space is akasa. So you focus your attention on that empty space, akasa. And you reflect, akasa, 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 akasa. Just keep on reflecting. So when you take 2 hours or many hours. Now, when your concentration becomes focused on this space, we call akasa. then your my attachment to this kanda sign will disappear. In other words, you forget about this kanda sign, and we always have the my attachment, we say nikanti. And because of that, this kanda sign does not disappear. Now, when that my attachment disappears, the kanda sign also disappears. So then you will get the empty space. Since you have spread at the counter sign, to fill all the direction. So when all this disappear, you have the infinite space, will be unfolded. So you focus on that space, agasa, agasa, go on meditating. If you can concentrate your mind for 1 hour, 2 hours in this space object, then we say you attain the first arupa jhana. And that jhana, because it takes akasa as its object, it is called akasa nancha yarana jhana. Okay. So you understand now, right? So you have to come and again try this in our international meditation center. There you can go up to this arupa jhana also. You can get them. So please look at the where. So at the bottom of page 45. No, we'll read that passage again. When he feels detached from the physical body and rupa, he first develops the fifth jhana by meditating on the Patibhaga Namita or Patavikasina. He then comes out from the fifth jhana, and though the Patibhaga Namita exists in his vision, he neglects it and tries to concentrate on the infinite space akasa beyond it and meditates akasa, akasa repeatedly. Now you understand now. Now we go to the next passage, paragraph. When his mind attachment, so we call it nikanti, is the my attachment. For the Patibhaga Namita, Patibhaga Namita is also called the counter sign. No? In English we call the counter sign. Disappears. The Namita is the sign. The Namita also suddenly disappears, unfolding endless space. Concentrating his mindfulness on this endless space, he goes on meditating akasa, akasa, till he reaches the first arupa jhana. The jhana, this jhana is called akasa nancha yadana kusala chaita, because it focuses on akasa. Now you attain the first arupa jhana. Now we shall go to the next jhana. So the next paragraph. He then continues his meditation by concentrating his mindfulness on the akasa nancha yarana kusala chaita, meditating vinyana repeatedly till he reaches the second arupa jhana. This jhana is called vinyanancha yarana kusala chaita, because it takes vinyana as its object. You reflect vinyana. So when you get the jhana, you call it vinyananja yarana kusala chaita. So now you get the point. So where is my pointer here? So first you develop the first arupa jhana. Because it focuses on akasa, what do you call it? Akasa nanja yarana kusala chaita. Now when you go to the next jhana, you take this arupa, the first arupa jhana, as your object. So again, that shows you can see this jhana. You can observe this jhana. So you take this the jhana chaita as your object, and you meditate vinyana. Vinyana means chaita. So when you can concentrate well and attain the jhana, we call it the vinyananca yarana kusala chaita. Now we can go to the next paragraph. To develop the third arupa jana. He focuses the attention not on the akasa nanja yarana kusala teta, but on nothingness. Meditating, nathi kenchi. No, the meaning is there. There's nothing whatsoever. Nathi yarana kusala teta, but on nothingness. Meditating, nathi kenchi. No, the meaning is there. There's nothing whatsoever. Nathi means nothing. No, nothing. Very similar. Nothing. So there's nothing whatsoever. So repeatedly he reflects like that till he reaches the jhana. This jhana is called akincanya yarana kusala chaita, because akincanya also means nothingness. So akincanya and nathi kenchi, they mean the same thing. No, nothingness. So since you focus on nothingness, no, the jhana is called akincanya yarana kusala chaita. So that is the third arupa jhana now. Now we can go another step by taking the third arupa jhana consciousness. So you focus your attention on this jhana chaita now as the object of meditation. He can further develop the fourth arupa jhana. This jhana is called neva sanya na sanya yadana kusala chaita. I will repeat. Neva sanya na sanya yadana kusala chaita. So, no kusala chaita. Now, neva sanya na sanya yadana literally means that perception. No, sanya means perception. Perception neither exists. Neva means neither exists. No, does not exist. Na sanya means does not exist. So it refers to the fact that the fourth arupa jhana consciousness is so subtle and refined that one cannot definitely say whether there is a consciousness or not. Consciousness is no longer noticeable. At, no, you have to put one at there, at the stage of this jhana. So, no, when you come to the fourth arupa jhana, you are not aware of your chitta anymore. Because as you grow up, the chittas are becoming more and more subtle. You become more and more fine, no, refined. So, we say when you get to the fifth rupa vajra jhana, breathing stops. No breathing. No, so the matter also becomes fine. So no breathing at that. Now when you go up higher to the arupa jhana, they become more and more subtle. So when you reach the fourth arupa jhana, even your chitta is no longer noticeable. But your chitta must be present. Otherwise you will die. No? But you don't know that it is present. So you would say, oh, does it really exist? Well, you say it neither exists nor does not exist. So you say it like that. So it is called neva sanya na sanya yarana kusala chaita. So we have four arupa jhana. Remember, these four arupa jhanas, they are different in the sense object they take. No, they are different in the sense object they take. And the five rupa vajra jhana, they are differentiated as the five jhana because there's a difference in the jhana factors. No, here you have difference in jhana factors. Here you have not the same jhana factors here. Because since you take the fifth jhana as a base in going to the higher jhana, here you have not the same jhana factors here. Because since you take the fifth jhana as the base in going to the higher jhana, all these arupa jhana, they have just like the fifth jhana here, upekha ekagata as their jhana factors. So their names are given on page 47. So you look at the box, their symbols are given the negative sign. Now we can reach the number one. Upika ikagada sahitam. Akasa nancha yarana kusala chaitam. And the next one. Upika ikagada sahitam. Vinyananja yarana kusala chaitam. Upika ikagada sahitam. Akrichanya yarana kusala chaitam. Upika ikagada sahitam. Niva sanya na sanya yarana kusala chaitam. I think the meaning is very easy. For number one, you say agasananja yarana. Now, kusala chaitam is moral consciousness together with equanimity and one pointedness. So they have only these two jhana factors. So we get now. So for the next topic, arupa vajra vipaka chaita. So when you go to the four arupa vajra vipaka chaita, you name the same thing. Now, can you get the name of the first one? So you, for this jhana chaita, you have to mention the jhana factors present. So here, what did you call it? Upika ikagada sahitam akasa nancha yarana vipaka chaitam. The next one. Upika ikagada sahitam vinyananja yarana kusala chaitam. The third. Upika ikagada sahitam akechanya yarana kusala chaitam. The fourth. Upika ikagada sahitam neva sanya na sanya yarana kusala chaitam, vipaka chaitam. So they are the resultant consciousness of these kusala chaita. If you can develop akasa nancha yarana jhana and you can maintain it till death, then you will be born in the akasa nancha yarana brahma plane. No? So the same thing, if you get neva sanya jhana, you will be reborn in Niva Sanya play. So, well, there are how many jhana that we can attain? Well, for non-arahat, you can attain five Rupa Vajra Kusala jhana and the four Rupa Vajra Arupa Vajra Kusala jhana, nine jhana. And for arahat, instead of Kusala, you take the Kriya. So for arahat, they can develop the five Rupa Vajra Kriya Chaita and also the four Arupa Vajra Kusala Chaita. No? So, no Kusala, it will be Kriya Chaita. Now that's altogether you can get ninth jhana. Now, on page 48, the second topic we call Abhinya Chaita. Now, abhinya means supernormal consciousness. No, the higher psychic power. No, so, if you attain all these nine jhana on, say, Patavikasena, no, you take the Patavikasena, you first develop the five Rupa Vajra jhana. Then you go on. No, based on this kasena, you can go on to attain the full Arupa Vajra jhana. Now, there are altogether 10 kasina. No, just like we have Patavi kasina, we also have Apo kasina. There is water, no water kasina. You put water in a container, so you look at the water and you reflect just like before. Instead of Patavi, you reflect Abo, or water, you can reflect like that. So you can attain the same jhana. And the third one is we call the fire kasina. No? So you take the simmering chago. No? There is a burning chago there. So you focus on them, so you reflect the tijo. So you can again develop the nine jhana. And the fourth one is the air kasina. So you sit in the place where you have the gentle breeze, not touching your face. So by that sensation, you try to reflect the vayo, there's the air. So you will get the meter, the count, the sign, and you can develop this nine jhana. So altogether there are 10 casinos. If you are successful in one casino, very easy for the rest. So you can easily develop 9 jhana, 9 jhana on all the 10 casinos. After that, you know, practice in 14 ways. The Buddha gave instructions. In the Buddhist canons, we have the instructions. So you can practice in 14 ways on these 10 casinos, developing this jhana one after another, and come down one after another, then you jump, no? One you jump after, jump then. You jump two jhanas at a time. Then you jump 3 jhanas at a time. So, you can practice like that to make your mind very skillful and powerful, So when your mind becomes very, very powerful and, skillful, then you can attain the supernormal power. We call them also the higher psychic power. So at that time, when you get the supernormal power, you can fly in the air. You can fly in the air. No need to buy the air ticket. You can go anywhere very easily. So you don't have to worry about the traffic jam. No more jam in there. And if you don't want to go, fly in the sky, you can drag into the earth. You can drag into the earth, into the water. You can walk in the air. You can create many things. You can create various forms of yourself, various forms. And one person, you can create the 1,000, Dr. Mon. I can create 1,000 Dr. Mon, something like that. And you can also create whatever you like. Would you like jewelry? Do you like money? You can create. So, these psychic power are amazing. So how can you fly in the air? Without any engine. So without any nuclear engine. But you are having very, very powerful engine, your mind. It's more powerful than the nuclear atom. So, you can fly in the air. So, before the Buddha appeared in the world, these and the hermits, some ascetics and hermits, they can develop these jhana and the supernormal power. Just like when Siddhartha was born in the Kapilavastu. At that time, his father, Suddhodana, they had a teacher, hermit, by the name of Vasita, or we also call him Kala Devila. So that hermit, Kala Devila, he used to take lunch at the palace, and after taking lunch at the palace, he went up to Tavatimsa heaven. The second deva heaven, Tavatimsa heaven, and remain there for the day. So that means you can go even to the deva plane. You can remain there. So at that time, very few can develop these jhanas and the supernormal power. When Siddhartha, he becomes a monk, so he wandered to in the Nigada country there. So he came to Alara, the first teacher. So Alara taught him how to develop 5 Rupa Vajra Jhana and 3 Arupa Vajra Jhana. So that Alara taught him up to Ating Chanya Yarana Jhana. He could attain it very easily, because in many of his past existences, he had already developed this jhana. So in this existence, he can develop very, very quickly. In 2-3 days, he attained all this jhana. But he found that it is not what he wanted, what he is looking for. He wants to attain Nibbana, which is deadless, no death, no rebirth in Nibbana. So By having Aking Chanya Yarana Jhana, when you die, you will be reborn in the Aking Chanya Yarana plane, Dhamma plane. You can remain there for 6,400 world cycles. So your life will be very, very long. But finally, you will die again. Well, you will die again. Then you will come down. You will come down again. So he left Alara. He went to the next teacher. And that is Utaka, his next teacher. Utaka, he didn't know how to develop the Neva Sanya. But his father knew how to develop Neva Sanya Jhana. So he taught him the method. So the Bodhisattva, he practiced this Neva Sanya Na Sanya Jhana Jhana very easily. So he taught Utaka how to develop it. So again, he found that it's not the thing he wanted, so he left it. Now, after he became the Buddha, by guiding his disciples, many of his disciples then developed these 9 jhanas and the 2 abhinya. So, for non-arahats, you have to develop the abhinya by first you develop the 5th rupa vajra jhana. You come out of it, and then you make the resolution. You make the determination or resolution, what you want to become, what you want to be. So whatever you wish for, it will come into existence. So we call it the Kusala Abhinya, because it is a Kusala Chaitra. Abhinya is actually spiritual wisdom. Abhinyana, Abhinya means Abhinyana. Abhi means higher or spiritual. Jnana is wisdom. So the 5th rupa vajra jhana, accompanied by that super wisdom, because of that you attain the super power. Now for the arahats, they have to develop the 5th rupa vajra kriya jhana first, and then they develop the abhinya, super normal power. So on page 48, the last paragraph, I think, there, the two abhinya. There's a 5th rupa vajra kusala chaitra is called the kusala abhinyana chaitra. And the 5th rupa vajra kriya chaitra is called the kriya abhinyana chaitra, when they are associated with supernormal knowledge. So abhinya is supernormal knowledge. So, are you interested to develop the jhanas and the abhinyas? So, now we are lucky now, because the teaching of the Buddha is still exist. So, there are teachers who can still guide you to attain this jhana or the jhana, including the abhinya. So there are several persons who have developed the 9 jhanas in our international meditation centers. And our teacher said, he would be able to guide you to attain the abhinya as instructed by the Buddha. As instructed by the Buddha. There are instructions there. He could teach you, he said. So we are quite sure. He could do that. So if you are interested, you please come. You are welcome. Okay. So these are still real. They are not imaginary. So they are still real. So you can try by yourself. But you have to devote quite a part of your time, maybe. But some can develop very quickly if you have done these in your previous lives, you can achieve very easily these things. Okay, then we can go to the next topic. Lokuttara Chaitra. Lokuttara Chaitra. So it is the supramundane consciousness. Lokuttara Chaitras may be acquired by vipassana or insight meditation. There are 2 ways of getting to first consciousness, Megajana. They are vipassana yanika, taking insight meditation as the vehicle. And 2, samatha yanika, taking tranquility meditation. Samatha means tranquility meditation. Yanika means as the vehicle. So there are two routes to undertake insight meditation. So when you attain this jhana concentration, jhana, no, so we say you attain the right concentration. We go to samadhi. So you are ready to go to insight meditation, vipassana. No, so when you carry out vipassana, you can choose any of the two ways. You can do either vipassana yanika way or samatha yanika way. No, so you can read a little bit. A person may first develop the neighborhood concentration, no, that is near the jhana, not near the jhana, neighborhood of jhana concentration. In Pali we call upachara samadhi. By tranquility meditation, samatha bhavana, and then proceed to insight meditation, vipassana bhavana. Here the person is using upachara samadhi as the base of his wisdom eye for looking into the ultimate nama rupa and their common characteristics of impermanence, anicca, suffering, dukkha, and notsa anatta. This person, if successful to the end, will acquire the four parts and the four functions. So in this route, there are only eight supramundane chitta, namely the four lokuttara kusala chittas, supramundane moral consciousness, and the four lokuttara vipaka chittas, supramundane resultant consciousness. Now, I have to tell you something about insight meditation again. Some of you may be familiar with insight meditation. So after attaining the right concentration, you can look into your body now. As I told you, you can see the organs. And then you can go deeper to see the rupa kalapa. Then you can analyze this rupa kalapa to find out the ultimate physical entities that make up each kalapa. So you have to analyze the kalapa. Just like the atom is made up of electron, proton, and neutron. So by analyzing an atom, you will find out electron, proton, and neutron. The same way. So when you look into your body, when you concentrate it, it breaks into the tiny particle. You can see these particles arising and dissolving. Billions and billions of particles arising and dissolving very quickly. But these particles are not the ultimate rupa yet. They are not the ultimate yet. So they are made up of several rupas for each kalapa. So you analyze them. You analyze them, then you know all the ultimate rupas that make up your body. Then you can see the chitta. So you can see the chitta. And for each, we have six sense doors. So you focus on the eye door. You look at a sense object, a visible object, striking the eye door. So to cognize the sense object, I told you yesterday we have a series of chittas must arise. You have pancha dvara vachana, advising or confronting the sense object. Then you get the eye consciousness. So you have the eye consciousness, and then the sambhatichana, receiving consciousness, and then santirana, investigating consciousness, and then manodvara vachana, making the decision, whether it's good or bad. Then after that, if the decision is beautiful, somewhere you get lupa mula chaita. Or if you say, this image is a Buddha statue, is sacred, so at that time, what will happen? Mahakusala chaita will arise. So you can see this series of chaita arising and dissolving. You can see that. And you analyze in each chaita, just like as you analyze the jhana chaita to find out the jhana factors. So the same thing in this chaita, you can find out the chaita seekers that associate with each chaita. And this can be done. And as described by the Buddha, This can be done. So in our international meditation centers again, now these are being shown, being guided to the meditator. So it is not easy to see this ultimate entity. Remember, no, the chitta, chitta, they constitute the nama, for the nama. And all those, no, the physical entity, they represent the rupa, the nama and rupa. So when you can see to the ultimate state, they are arising and dissolving very quickly. You can see them. So you know they are not permanent, so you call anicca, anicca. No, by focusing on their dissolution all the time, you reflect anicca, 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 anicca. Now, no, that dissolution of this nama rupa amounts to torturing you all the time, no, by their dissolution. So, but it's not permanent, it's suffering. So you take, no, that nature of suffering and you reflect dukkha, 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 there's suffering, suffering. And again, you take, no, the notion of anatta. Anatta means not self. No, so there's no person at that time. Only these kalpas and the chaitas arising and dissolving, no person. No, and nothing substantial that remains undissolved. Not, no such thing, no soul, no ego. No, it's clear to you. No person. So, no, taking this notion, you reflect anatta, anatta, anatta. So that is, we say you do vipassana, no, vipassana meditation. So you reflect on this, the ultimate nature of the nama and rupa. So if you see, no, they are arising, dissolving all this time, now are you, and of course, the next step would be you have to find out the causal relation, the causes that produce this nama and rupa. And in this case, no, these are described in the, no, the famous doctrine we call the doctrine of dependent arising, paticca samuppada. So, no, these should be also observed, because the Buddha did the same thing. No, when he performed the vipassana meditation, in his case, he had developed the abhinya, the supernormal power. So at that time, he could look at the, he could see the citta and the sikha, not only in himself. In the case of the Buddha, no, he focused his attention on the 100,000 world cycles. So he could see all, no, these 100,000 world cycles. No, this nama rupa arising and dissolving. You can do that when your mind is very powerful. No? But only the Buddha would be able to do that. No? And he also, no, he also, the reason on the causal relation, paticca samuppada. So he, no, reflected on this nama rupa, no, accordance with the cause and effect. Because the cause arises, the effect arises. When the cause dissolves, the effect also dissolves. So, no, that way. So that is vipassana. So if you do vipassana, no, when you become successful, then you will attain the full lokuttara kusala chaita. Lokuttara kusala chaita. They are also called mega, no, mega chaita. Mega chaita. Now, as soon as you get the lokuttara kusala chaita, you will get its function chaita also. Now, without any lapse in time. As soon as, say, here is sotapatti, mega chaita arises, you will get its function. That is, sotapatti phala will arise. So you will have full, so the lokuttara kusala chaita and full lokuttara vipaka chaita. So total will be 8 lokuttara chaita, no, that you can attain. So if you attain the first mega and phala, you become a stream winner or stream winner, sotapanna. If you attain the second mega and phala, you become a once returner, no, a once returner. We call sakadagami. If you attain the third mega and phala, you become the non returner. So when you die, You were reborn in the Brahma abode. You will not return to the karma sphere anymore. And you will go to Nibbana from there. So if you attain Arata Megha and Hataphala, you will be an arhat, a perfect person. So there will be, this will be your last existence. No more existence for you. So full Megha and full Phala in the Vipassana Yanika way. Now you can take the Samatha Yanika way. So in the Samatha Yanika way, we develop concentration up to the jhana. No, the difference is just here. In the Vipassana Yanika way, you develop concentration only up to the excess jhana. No, that is to the neighborhood of jhana. You don't go to the jhana. But with that concentration, you can observe the ultimate nama rupa. You can perform the vipassana. So you can attain the four meghas and the four plug. Now in the samatha yanika way, you develop the jhana first. So you have a choice. There are five rupa vajra jhana. Whichever jhana you like, you can develop. Of course, the best is the fifth rupa vajra jhana. So some people begin develop only the first rupa vajra jhana. Then they undertake insight meditation and they go the same process. You do the same process. Since your concentration is higher, you have greater power. You can look at it clearly. So actually you can do quicker in the samatha yanika way. You can go quicker. So it is just like flying. Instead of driving your car, you are flying with the aeroplane, so we can go faster. Now when you attain the Megha and Phala, we say your Sotapatti Megha and Phala is associated with the first jhana. It's associated with the first jhana. Now, if the next person, he or she develops up to the second Rupa Vajra jhana, takes that as the base, and then you undertake meditation. Now your Sotapatti Megha and Phala would be associated with the second jhana, right? So there can be five Sotapatti Megha associating with each of the five jhanas in turn. So there's the only difference. So now we can read the four Megha chapters on the page 50. So there we have the Lokuttara Kusala Chitta, supramundane moral consciousness. Now, basically, there are four Lokuttara Kusala Chitta as acquired in Vipassana Yanika route. Now, what are they? Sotapatti Megha Chitta. You can just say Chitta. Sagadagami Megha Chitta, Anagami Megha Chitta, and Aratha Megha Chitta. Now we give you the meaning there. Sotapatti, pat consciousness. Megha means pat. Chaita means consciousness. Or it is consciousness belonging to the pat of stream entry. Stream entry. So you become stream enterer or stream winner after attaining that. Number two, the Pali name is Sakadagami Megha Chaita. So the meaning? Sagadagami, birth consciousness. So consciousness belonging to the birth of one's returning. Number three, Anagami, Megha Chaita. It is Anagami, birth consciousness. Consciousness belonging to the birth of never returning. Number four, Aratha, birth consciousness. Consciousness belonging to the birth of arahatship. Now, what are the five jhana Sotapatti Megha Chaita? Now these are the samatha yanika way. You will have five, the Megha Chitta associated with the five jhana in turn. So we just give them the name as the jhana chitta. So you have to mention the jhana factors. Okay? Please read. Vichaka vichara iti sukha ekagada sahitam patamach jhana Sotapatti Megha Chitta. You eliminate vichaka. Vichara piti sukha ekagata sahitam द्वितीयः ज्ञानं मेघाच्छिखं एंड नंबर थ्री इति सुख एकग्रता सहितं तृतीयः ज्ञानं सोतापत्ति मेघाच्छिखं नंबर फोर सुख एकग्रता सहितं चतुर्थः ज्ञानं सोतापत्ति मेघाच्छिखं उपेक्षा एकग्रता सहितं पञ्चमः ज्ञानं सोतापत्ति मेघाच्छिखं. The meaning is quite clear. If you just read the first one, the first jhana, sotapatti, earth consciousness, together with the five jhana factors, you know, so no difficulty. So the same way, when you go to the vipaka chaitas on page 52, what are the name of the four Lokuttara vipaka chaita? Number one, sotapatti phala chaita, sakadagami phala chaita, anagami phala chaita, and Aratha Phala Chaita. Now how do you get the meaning? Sotapatti, fruit consciousness. There's consciousness belonging to the fruition of stream entry. So you can know the rest. Now the five jhana, Aratha Phala Chaita. So we are, you know, here also we are giving you the four mega chaita and the four phala chaita. Now here, if you look at this chart, we give them the symbol, the double symbol, plus or minus. Now that means these mega and phala chaita can be sobhanasa sahagatam or upekha sahagatam. They can be either one. Now when you go to the jhana chaita, just like before, the first four would be sobhanasa and the fifth would be upekha. Now, so with the jhana factors there, you have five Sotapatti Mega, five Sakadagami Mega, five Anagami Mega, five Arata Mega. Altogether, you have 20 Mega Jhana Chaita. And their function also 20, no, the Vipa Phala Chaita. So how many do you get the Lokuttara Jhana? Here, 40 you get. Instead of 8, you multiply by 5, you get 80. Now we are calling the last one, the five Arata Phala Chaita. How do you call them? So we give you here. Well, just look there. No? So I would like you to actually to name them without looking at the box. But when I tell them, some of you will peep at the box. So no, we keep away the box then. So let's name the five Arata Phala Chaita. So the first one, the five jhana factors, Vitaka Vichara Piti Sukha Ekagata Sahitam Patmach Jhana Arata Phala Chaitam. Arata Phala Chaitam, right? Arata Phala. No? We are naming the last one. So if you get one, you get the rest. Vichara Piti Sukha Ekagata Sahitam Dutiyach Jhana Arata Phala Chaitam. And the third one, Piti Sukha Ekagata Sahitam Tatyach Jhana Arata Phala Chaitam. The fourth one, Sukha Ekagata Sahitam Chatutha Jhana Arata Phala Chaitam. The last one, Upekha Ekagata Sahitam Panchamach Jhana Arata Phala Chaitam. Well, if you can name up to this, then you know all the chaitas now. You know all the chaitas now. No, so I hope you know them. So now we get, you know, all the jhana, including the abhinya, and all the mega and phala chaita. So you pass the first grade now. So please look over them, not try to read them. So, no, what we have taught, try to be familiar with them. So tomorrow we can go, no, higher. That is, we can go to page 54. We will make a quick revision over the chaita tomorrow. So we will finish the chaita chapter and we'll go to the next chapter to the chaita seekers tomorrow. Okay. No? Let's again, let's share our great merit that we obtained from learning Abhidhamma for 2 hours. So there will be many, many billions of kusala chaita very, very noble, powerful Kusala Chaitanya that can give rise to happy existence for many, many world cycles. So we are going to share this merit to all sentient beings, okay? Idam me punyam asvakhaya vaham hotu. May these merits of mine lead me to the extinction of all defilements. Idam me punyam nibbanasa patyo hotu. May these merits of mine be conducive to my attainment of nibbana. Imam no punya bhagam sabba satyanam dhima. Imam no punya bhagam sabba satyanam dhima. Imam no punya bhagam sabba satyanam dhima. We share these merits with all sentient beings. May all sentient beings obtain the share of these merits and be well and happy always. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.